The Killers, Mr. Brightside, at 16 past 7 at Tamworth, number 1, 92.9 JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunninganoo Road. Look, to be honest with you, not a lot of news ever comes out of Tasmania, so when it happens, we sit up, we take notice, especially when this happens. A Tasmanian art gallery will no longer be able to exclude people who do not identify as ladies from its Ladies Lounge Gallery after it was found to be discriminatory. New South Wales man Jason Luau was refused entries to the Ladies Lounge Gallery at the Mona Museum in Hobart in April last year. He'd paid a full entry price for Mona, but was not able to experience the artworks that were contained within the cordoned off Ladies Lounge area. The finding has now ruled that over the next 28 days, Mona's parent company is to cease refusing entry to the exhibit known as the Ladies Lounge at Mona by people who do not identify as ladies. The creator of the Ladies Lounge said that the Ladies Lounge was a response to historical disadvantage experienced by women in respect to entering places that were commonly reserved for men. Yep, yet another typical male ruining it for the ladies yet again. Am I right?
Attention all passengers travelling on Link Airways flight 989 to Brisbane. Your departure time is 9 a.m, boarding from gate 92.
The Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. Or if it's your first day on the job at Macca's, Learn to Fry. At 17 past 8 at Tamworth's number 1, 92.9. Of course, Taste Tamworth ploughing on. We're chatting all things food this week. Have you ever eaten food made by someone famous? Let me know, 676-2299. Maybe you visited a fancy restaurant that a celebrity chef was behind the grill at, or maybe it didn't, doesn't even have to be a chef. You could, I don't know, you could have gone to a famous person's house and they've made you a dip or a charcuterie board that you've sat down and munged on. Maybe you made a famous person might have made you a sandwich. You never know. That's what we're looking for, those little gems of gold. 676-2299. Gemma has unlocked a core memory in my mind, because I didn't think I've ever eaten food by anyone famous, and then Gemma on our Facebook page said that her sister's wedding was catered by Pete Evans, and then I remembered that I have actually eaten food made by Simon Bryant. You might be wondering, who the hell is Simon Bryant, JB? That's far from someone famous. If you ever, during the 2000s, watched the highbrow ABC show The Cook and the Chef with Maggie Beer. You know Maggie Beer? She's on MasterChef all the time. She's the old lady that makes all the quince paste and the preserves and that kind of stuff. Well, he was the non-Maggie Beer person on that show with Maggie Beer. And he cooked at the Hilton Hotel in Adelaide that my cousin had a wedding at. He cooked the food for it and catered, and I consumed the food. And, you know, maybe a couple of bottles of red wine as well. You know, when in Rome, do what Romans do. So I have actually eaten food by someone famous. Although, famous maybe, you put in little quotation marky things. Love to know if you've eaten food by someone famous, please. Again, they don't have to be a chef either. 676-2299. Winnie has ate food from Matt Moran and also got a private tour of the kitchen. Well, that's la-di-da there. Very nice. I got a selfie with Matt as well, as you can see on our Facebook page. 99 Tamworth joining the fun there. Liz has eaten food from Manu from My Kitchen Rules. And not only, like, she didn't even have to travel that far, didn't even have to go over to France to eat food from Manu. It was when he was here at the Tamworth Hotel about 6 years ago. I missed the memo on that one. I missed the Manu memo. 676-2299-929 Tamworth on the socials. Join in the fun. And of course, make it on air. Go on the draw for our Case Friday meat tray as well. 676-2299.
Three radio announcers walk into a business with an oak-flavoured milk. It sounds like a joke, right?
8:25 with Lizzo at Tamworth's number one, 92.9. JB here, Taste Tamworth, of course, ploughing on all this week. We got the big Taste in the Park on Saturday. Lots going on, all the details on the Tamworth Regional Council website. And we're chatting all things food this week. Have you ever eaten food made by somebody famous? It doesn't even have to be like a celebrity chef. It could be, I don't know, Adam Brand made you a sandwich one day or something that you just ate. Or a cake.
Okay.
I don't know. 67622. I thought I couldn't be part of this discussion, but I just remembered Simon Bryant, the chef in the TV show, The Cook and the Chef. I have eaten food by him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then I just remembered I have eaten food by Adam Brand because he ran a restaurant in Coffs Harbour.
There you go.
And I've consumed food by Brandy as well.
Wow.
So,
are you ready? You ready for mine?
Yeah, have you got one?
Yeah, do you count? Does you? Yeah. That was great English. Well, you bought cake in
I
yesterday
did. Yeah, that's
that
true.
You
I see
supposedly we... made. I don't know. I still reckon Case made it. But your face is on the sign, so technically you're famous
as the number one Dan Andrews lookalike.
Yeah,
for Tamworth.
So I've had food made by you.
Sure. Okay.
I didn't die either. So
no, you're still
it was
here.
All right.
Everyone
yeah.
here is alive.
Yeah,
alive and well. So
yeah.
Yes.
The icing on the cake yesterday.
You know,
it's all stuck to the lid. I just want to go up and lick it. I can't do that.
Sure, go for it. It's all good. You know what? And thank you for the compliments.
Yep. Best one you've bought in so far.
Oh, really?
Oh, aside from the snickerdoodle cookie.
Oh, the snickerdoodle cookies.
Yeah, that cake and those.
It's
top tier.
It's a pumpkin.
You're getting good. You're getting all right.
A pumpkin iced spice cake.
Yeah.
So.
It's nothing like any. Like, me and Mills had it. We're like, this is nothing like we've ever eaten before.
There you
but
go.
But it was nice.
Did you find it's a bit carrot cakey?
No.
No? Okay. Because I've had a couple of people compare it with carrot cake.
Oh, so, I haven't had carrot cake for ages, though, so maybe that's why.
I'll bring in carrot cake next. thank you for the compliments. The icing split.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. You obviously didn't notice.
No. So, it just looked
straight
good.
Straight in the gob.
Like, it was just like fluffy, and it's the icing that you just want to stick your face in.
Awesome.
Great. That was a really weird analogy.
No, I like it.
Icing.
No, it's good. If that's how you want it with split icing,
yep.
Then when I make it next time and it's non-split, you'll
probably hate it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, good point.
Did you know that 1 in 3 Australians will need blood or plasma in their lifetime?
Marshmallow with Kane Brown at Tamworth's number one, 92.9. JB for breakfast for Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre on Gunninganoo Road. Morning, Ames. Morning, Mills.
Morning.
How are you?
Top of the morning to you, lad.
Thank you very much.
Good mornings.
Thank you. We ask you on our Facebook page, you can ask us anything.
Yeah. When you put that up yesterday, I got a little bit scared.
I didn't even see this.
You and me both.
You had no idea.
I'm a fake
taking
fan.
Taking my surprise.
Yeah.
So you can ask us anything. So, like, if you've ever, like, wanted a question answered by us, then ask away. 676-22929 or on our Facebook page.
This is
like,
dangerous.
What's your first... I mean, this is why when I posted yesterday, I was very nervous, but I also did have time that I could sit there at home and moderate it if need be. I could sit there in front of Dr. Phil and just sit there on my phone and moderate it. It was a good life.
I too was moderating it yesterday afternoon.
Good. Oh, I wish I'd known that. I would have concentrated more on Dr. Phil and less time moderating the Facebook. Anyway, ask us anything like Gemma has. Thank you very much, Gemma.
Yay.
And thank you, Gemma, for keeping it clean as well. We appreciate that even more. Well done. Sorry, I know. I know you don't, Mills. But Gemma, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Aren't we grown up? I mean, you're like 37.
Okay, are we talking maturity levels? Because, well, I don't know.
I was about to say, I think that's maybe what Gemma's thinking. That's what she's implying I'm thinking. So I'm going to change Gemma's question, if you don't mind me doing that, Gemma.
Okay.
It's our very first segment ever of doing Ask Us Anything, and I'm changing the questions that are submitted.
You're like, yeah, wrong. Try again.
What did you want to be when you grew up? I'm changing Gemma's question to.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's going first.
You go first.
Me?
Yeah, you can start. Start us off. What do you want to be when you grow up? A vet?
Actually, when it there's a VHS home video of me when I was about three.
Yeah.
I've got a Mickey Mouse bobble camera circa 1991, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going around taking photos at a family function. And my dad asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up, Amy?
Yeah.
And I was like, a photographer.
Oh, oh, there you go. Like that.
And now she is.
Yeah.
Dreams come true.
And then I did the standard. I wanted to be a vet.
Yeah, knew it.
Then I wanted to be an architect. But then I realised you have to be good at maths to do that. So, which I am not.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
I hate that.
I wanted to be a fashion designer, like a costume designer in movies.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. That's cool.
An actress. And yeah.
Cool.
I left school and I didn't know what I wanted to be and then got into radio. And here we are.
Here you are. And also photographer as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, still a photographer.
So, yes.
Always taking photos. Can't turn it off.
Meals. The spotlight is on you.
Well, throughout, kind of similar to you, throughout my childhood, I've wanted to be like a million different things, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I've done a million different things. So again, dreams come true. But my earliest memory, there's a video of me as a kid running around the living room in a tutu saying I wanted to be a ballet dancer mummy. Oh. So I wanted to be a mum and a ballet dancer.
Oh.
And then... We love a multitasking queen. And then when I was in kindergarten, we had to do like a drawing of like what we wanted to be when we grew up. And I said I wanted to be a farmer's wife. So dream
wow.
big.
Wow, okay.
Dream big. I guess I'm meant to be a domestic goddess and a dancer. So.
Well, you kind of sort of are a dancer.
I have
very
been a
good.
Dancer.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, random. Look,
now that you're living in Tamworth, I'm sure you can tick the box of the farmer's wife type thing.
I'm working on it.
You know, so
well, you
it
just
can happen.
You just gave, hey, just gave hope to all those single farmers out there, JB.
Hey,
she's available.
Very similar to you.
Yeah.
I actually.
You wanted to be a photographer at three?
No.
You wanted to be a ballet dancer mummy, obviously.
Well, yeah, clearly.
Fine, you got me. No, similar to you with the architect thing.
Oh, yeah.
But you had to be good at maths. Yeah. Before, I actually wanted to... So, I've wanted to get into radio pretty much since I was, like, seven. But
that's
prior
to
that...
That's what you just wanted to do.
Pretty much. But prior to that, for about 2 years, I actually wanted to be an author.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Realised you actually had to be good at writing. Which, if you've seen any of the scripts that I've written here or memos that I write here at work... The English and grammar is horrendous.
It's dreadful.
So glad I didn't...
Firm.
For any editors out there, thankfully I did not go down the author path because you would not have had a good time. Thank God for that. Yeah.
More people... It's time for JB to share in a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
And Tamworth Regional Council at the moment have on display for your feedback the electric vehicle strategy and policy. To tell us more about it, Daniel Lawrence, the Energy Sustainability Officer at Tamworth Regional Council. Daniel, thank you for your time. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well, very well. We are seeing more and more of these electric vehicles on our roads. They're coming through towns and villages and cities and... charging up on their way through. We've got a couple of these charges at the moment in Tamworth, but obviously you are having more and more private companies contacting Tamworth Regional Council to install more, which is what this policy is. Take us through a little bit about, I guess, what you guys are dealing with at Tamworth Regional Council with the demand of these charges.
Yeah, definitely. So we have been approached. So we thought a good option would be to create a strategy where we could, some of our actions would be make sure we can connect to our wider EV network across the state and then also take advantage of a tourist opportunity where people can plan out their routes for charging, and we want to make sure that Tamworth is on their list to come in and stop, charge, go around, have a look at our local shops, have a bite at our local restaurants, and make sure they can see our tourist attractions as well and just take advantage of this opportunity that we've seen before us.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. How many of these roughly are you looking at installing in total? Because obviously there has been a little bit of chat about, you know, people worried about these taking up some of the current car parking spots, because obviously you can't have a general car park where one of these charges are, because... obviously, an electric vehicle in particular will have to use that car parking spot to charge up. you guys aren't looking at vast numbers at this stage of these charges going in?
No, definitely. Look, it is very much dependent on the companies that do it and how many companies approach us. Yeah. But very much we're aware of that sort of parking issues in the CBD. So we wanted to make sure we only cap that at 12 charge points in the city centre so that we didn't take up too much and people still could use all day parking or the parking they do to go to work and make sure they can access the CBD as well. And once these EV charge are charged as well, then they do vacate the spot. So then that creates a bit more turnover so we can still access this tourist opportunity. People still come see our restaurants and do that. And then they have that turnover where we have potentially more come in.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. What about the costs as well? The private companies looking at basically paying for installing these?
Yeah, very much. So they're going to pay to install. So what we do is we'll create a list of where we think the best sites in Tamworth are. And yep. then what these companies will do, they come show expression of interest. And then we agree or disagree, we'll charge them an annual fee and at the moment an upfront fee. Yep. And then what these companies do is they pay for the full installation cost. So at the moment, what council is there's no cost to council for this. And we also get to see the benefit for our local community in a sense.
Yeah, fantastic. If people do want their say on this, what's the best way to go about it, Daniel? Or if they want, obviously, more details about this strategy as well.
Yeah, definitely. So we have a website at the moment for the Have Your Say to have a look at our policy and our strategy, which are on the site, and then they can provide feedback so that there's potential that we take community's feedback into account, change the policy as needed, or make recommendations for council.
I imagine these companies are fairly keen on setting up shop here in Tamworth and establishing themselves. So once this strategy's passed and goes through council and all of those steps, how soon can we see some of these charging points pop up in our CBD?
Yeah, so that is very much dependent on the companies. Yep. But what this does allow us with, especially with the policy, it provides those companies a guideline.
Yep.
And then it just makes this whole process a lot more efficient. So, yep, it could potentially be very soon, but a timeline, unfortunately, yep. would just depend on the companies coming yep. in.
Of course. Hey, Daniel, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us about this today. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, my pleasure. And more details on that Have Your Say website, or, of course, the Tamworth Regional Council website has all the details on there as well. Daniel, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
7:43 at Tamworth number 1, 92.9.